This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever visited a company's website and instantly felt like you were, I don't know, dropped into a digital maze with absolutely no clear exit?
Oh yeah, constantly.
Right, like you click a link hoping to find just a straightforward breakdown of their services and suddenly you are lost in this sea of orphaned blog posts from like 3 years ago.
Yep, and then you try to hunt down the pricing, but you're intercepted by competing pop-ups.
Exactly, or, you know, a vague homepage tagline that means absolutely nothing.
Oh, the vague taglines are the worst. Or they hit you with a so-called case study that is essentially just a giant, unreadable wall of text.
Yes, it is a universally frustrating experience. You spend maybe, what, 30 seconds wandering around trying to find the actual mechanism of the business?
If they're lucky, you stay for 30 seconds.
Right, yeah. And when you can't find it, you just hit the back button.
And that bounce is an everyday occurrence for users. But, you know, for the businesses running those sites, it represents just a catastrophic leak in their revenue pipeline.
Absolutely. And plugging that leak is the launching pad for today's deep dive. We are looking at a really fascinating article by Sunny Day from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
It's titled, Build a Web Conversion System, Website Conversion Architecture.
Right? Oh, that's the one. Now, Sunny brings over 6 years of deep WordPress and WooCommerce architecture experience to the table. But what is highly relevant, I think, to our discussion today is his background outside of work.
Oh, the mountain climbing.
Yeah. When he is not actively managing digital infrastructure, he spends his weekends climbing mountains and camping in the countryside with his family, completely unplugged from Wi-Fi.
Which is perfectly ironic.
It really is, because when he is plugged in, his entire operational philosophy is about fixing how hopelessly lost and disconnected we all get navigating modern business websites.
Well, I mean, that contrast actually frames the problem perfectly. The environments he hikes in, they're natural, they're cohesive.
Unlike most corporate sites.
Exactly. The digital environments most companies build are anything but cohesive. The source material refers to this current standard as the labyrinth trap.
The labyrinth trap. I like that term.
Yeah, because if you look at the digital footprint of a typical mid-sized B2B or service company, it hasn't really been built. It's been accumulated.
Accumulated, right, over years and years.
Over the years, yeah. Different marketing managers have bolted on dozens or hundreds of individual pages. You know, a new blog strategy here, a new product landing page there.
So it's less of a designed architecture and more of a, well, a digital hoarding situation.
Digital hoarding is a great way to put it. There is absolutely no overarching structural harmony. It is a chaotic structural mismatch.
Right.
You have blog posts that don't route the reader anywhere. They just end. It creates a dead end.
Or you have service pages presenting competing calls to action.
Oh, completely. Oh. They are simultaneously asking a user to subscribe to a newsletter, download a white paper, and request a quote, all on the same page.
Oh. Which is overwhelming. And then the home pages lead with those fluffy, abstract taglines we mentioned that completely fail to explain the core business offering.
Right. So this fragmented design functions as a literal labyrinth. The company works incredibly hard to acquire a prospect, only to let them wander aimlessly until they fatigue and bounce.
It makes me think of like a sprawling, poorly organized department store, one that's been renovated maybe 5 times without a master blueprint.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy.
Like you walk in looking for a very specific enterprise software solution, or in the physical world, a pair of shoes. But the layout makes zero logical sense.
You're forced through the perfume section.
Exactly. Then you have to navigate a maze of discounted winter coats, and every time you look up, the exit signs are pointing in contradictory directions.
And eventually, the cognitive load is just too high. You drop whatever you were looking at, you walk out.
You just walk out. And that department store analogy hits the core issue, especially when you contextualize it within the current 2026 digital landscape.
Yeah, because running that kind of disorganized storefront isn't just an annoyance anymore. It is a critical business liability right now.
Because of the AI slump.
Exactly. We are operating in what the source terms the 2026 AI slump. Traditional web clicks are shrinking across the board.
And that completely changes the math for a marketing budget. I mean, if overall web traffic is shrinking because AI is hoarding the user's attention, every single click you do manage to acquire becomes exponentially more valuable.
Right.
You simply cannot afford to send those precious few clicks into a department store maze.
You really can't, because the acquisition cost of that click is higher than it has ever been. the mechanics of search have totally shifted out from under us.
Let's talk about that shift. It's the search models, right?
Yeah, AI search models. Mm. Specifically, engines like ChatGPT and Google Gemini, they are now highly adept at solving customer queries directly on the search interface.
Right. So a user asks a complex question, and the AI just aggregates the data and provides a comprehensive answer right there in the chat window.
Exactly. The user's query is satisfied, so they never actually click through to the source websites. The traditional search paradigm, where you open 5 different browser tabs to gather information and compare vendors, that's rapidly decaying.
So if I'm a CEO looking at my marketing spend in this environment, I'm demanding an entirely different level of accountability from my agency.
Oh, 100%. And that is precisely the executive mindset the author highlights. Business leaders right now have zero patience for marketing agencies pitching, you know, cosmetic updates.
They don't just want a prettier coat of paint.
No, they do not want to fund a prettier version of the same broken maze. And they certainly are not tolerating vanity metrics like page views or impressions anymore.
Because, I mean, an impression on a page doesn't make payroll.
Right.
If a CEO is allocating a $15,000 monthly marketing budget, they are expecting clean, unbloated pipeline data. It's a binary equation. I spent X dollars and I generated Y dollars in closed won revenue or qualified pipeline.
Yes. And to achieve that clean data, to stop renting temporary visibility and start actually owning the lead flow, the entire platform has to be fundamentally re-engineered.
It can't just be a brochure.
Exactly. A modern website cannot function as a static cosmetic brochure.
Yeah.
It has to act as a straight, high-yield conduit, moving a visitor from their first informational touchpoint directly to a revenue-generating action.
Which brings us to the core solution that Double Dome Digital Marketing outlines, website conversion architecture.
Right.
So how do we restructure that bolted-on chaos into the straight line the executive team is demanding?
Well, the foundational principle of website conversion architecture is shifting from micro-page thinking to macro system execution.
Okay, macro system.
Yeah. A high-velocity business website must function as a single unified macro system. Every single subpage, without exception, must have a deliberate pre-assigned role.
So no extra fluff.
No fluff. Every page is designed to advance a prospect toward a primary business action. For most B2B or service operations, that action is usually scheduling a high-value consultative call or, you know, submitting a formal request for proposal.
And the most critical rule of this macro system is that there are zero dead ends, right?
Zero.
If a page does not actively push the user to the next logical step in their buying journey, it either gets rewritten or it gets deleted.
That level of strict curation is absolutely required now. And to organize this, Double Dome categorizes every piece of digital real estate into one of 4 specific functional quadrants.
They call these nodes, correct?
Yes, nodes. You are essentially assigning a highly specific job description to every URL on your domain.
I really want to look closely at these 4 nodes because this framework shifts the analogy from that chaotic department store we talked about to something more like a world-class museum exhibit.
Oh, I like that.
Right. In a well-designed museum, you are never lost. The architectural flow, the lighting, the placement of the partition walls, it all pulls you effortlessly from one display to the logically related next display.
Yeah.
You are being guided on a highly curated journey, but it feels completely natural.
And that curated, frictionless flow is exactly what these 4 nodes are engineered to accomplish. So the sequence begins with the first quadrant, which is the attract nodes.
Okay, attract nodes.
These are your informational assets. But we really need to distinguish them from standard, boring corporate blogging. They are specifically engineered to satisfy AI information gain algorithms.
Let's unpack the mechanics of those information gain algorithms, because I think this is where a lot of legacy SEO strategies just completely fall apart today.
They do.
This means the content has to provide unique empirical value, right? Something the AI model cannot easily synthesize from 1,000 other generic articles on the web.
Correct. Large language models, LLMs, they are hungry for original data, expert synthesis, and unique perspectives. If your page just regurgitates standard industry advice, the AI has no reason to cite you.
Makes sense.
So attract nodes are designed to capture early long-tail intent by providing that dense original value. When a prospective buyer asks a very specific, nuanced question that an AI engine needs original data to validate, Your attract node serves as that primary source.
Wow. So it brings the user or the AI crawler synthesizing data on behalf of the user into your controlled ecosystem.
Exactly.
But once we attract them, we can't leave them lingering in the lobby. The architectural flow needs to pull them to the second quadrant.
Right. Which are the engage nodes. Engage nodes are where you deploy your high utility service pages. The underlying psychological goal here is the total elimination of buyer skepticism.
Okay, how so?
Well, standard websites just list their services. They just tell the buyer what they do. Engage nodes, on the other hand, show the buyer how the operational processes actually work.
So you are forced to visualize your workflow. Because a prospective enterprise client doesn't just want to know that you offer, say, cloud migration.
Right, anyone can say that.
Yeah, they want to see the documented, repeatable system you use to execute that migration without breaking their current infrastructure.
Exactly. By breaking down the operational mechanics, you are answering the unasked questions that are causing friction in the buyer's mind. You prove that your offering isn't just a theoretical promise. It is a structured, repeatable business process.
Which naturally feeds into the third quadrant, where we transition from explaining the process to validating the results, the trust nodes.
Trust nodes. These are basically the modern iteration of case studies.
Yeah.
Earlier, we mentioned those static walls of text that companies use to brag about their past work.
Right, the ones nobody actually reads.
Nobody reads them. A trust node operates differently. It is dynamic and rigorously data verified. It provides structural, empirical proof of market success.
So instead of a narrative story that just says, we partnered with company X and delivered great results, a trust node relies on hard data architecture.
Exactly.
Like, we implemented system X, which resulted in Y percentage growth over Z months, verified by this specific data set. It removes the marketing fluff and replaces it with empirical validation.
And once a user has traveled that path, they've been attracted by unique information. Their skepticism was systematically dismantled by the engaged node's operational transparency, and their trust was secured by empirical proof. They are now standing in front of the final door.
The fourth quadrant.
The convert nodes. Convert nodes exist to seamlessly secure the buyer's corporate identity and initiate the formal business relationship.
This is the booking phase.
This is where we strip away all remaining friction. These are highly optimized form fields. No demanding unnecessary background information, no clunky user interfaces, no distracting secondary links. Just a smooth, focused environment dedicated entirely to that primary business action we discussed earlier.
So we have the macro system defined. Attract, engage, trust, and convert nodes. And if you are listening to this and mentally auditing your own company's website right now, ask yourself, which of those four functional quadrants do your current pages fall into? Or are they just digital dead ends taking up space?
Yeah, it's a tough audit to do, but necessary.
Because having the nodes mapped out is only the foundation, right? The real challenge is mechanically linking them together to create that seamless museum flow.
And the source outlines a very specific mechanical three-step conversion pathway to achieve that exact linkage. Step one of this pathway actually challenges a very deeply ingrained habit in conventional web design.
Okay, what is it?
Step one is eliminating global call to action bloat.
Wait, hold on. Eliminating it. If we pull the generic contact us or book a demo button out of the global header on every single page, aren't we just shooting ourselves in the foot?
It sounds like it, I know.
I mean, what if a prospect lands on an article, they already know our brand, and they just want to buy right then and there? Making it harder to contact sales feels like breaking a fundamental rule of conversion optimization.
I get that.
Yeah.
It feels completely counterintuitive, but we have to look at the data behind the buyer's journey. If an early stage researcher lands on an informational attract node, meaning they're just trying to understand a high level industry concept, and your site is aggressively flashing, book a 60-minute demo, in the top navigation bar, you aren't capturing intent.
What are you doing then?
You are generating instant user fatigue.
You are basically asking them to marry you on the first date.
Exactly.
Huh.
It completely ignores their psychological state. They are not ready for a high-pressure sales environment. They are gathering data. Screaming at them to book a demo creates cognitive dissonance.
Right.
So instead of relying on a lazy global contact us button, website conversion architecture utilizes hyper-contextual micro-steps.
Hypercontextual micro steps. This is where we manually nudge the user to the next logical node in the sequence based on what they're currently reading.
Yes, exactly. If a prospect is reading an attract node detailing a specific logistical problem, the primary call to action at the bottom of that content shouldn't be by now.
Just too soon.
Way too soon. It should be, see the exact operational framework we use to solve this logistical problem, which links directly to an engage node. You respect the psychology of the researcher, guiding them step by step until they're actually primed for the convert node.
That makes perfect sense for human psychology. But, you know, replacing generic buttons with contextual pathways only solves half the equation.
Right.
If you only map those new pathways for the human eye, you are still completely invisible to the AI algorithms that are dominating search traffic. Which brings us to step two, focusing on the machine logic. Machine-readable semantic linking.
This step is the primary defense mechanism against the AI slump. When we discuss linking these nodes together, we are not just talking about traditional visual hyperlinks like the clickable text to human uses.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're talking about building an invisible structural backbone of semantic data using clean JSON-LD schema markup.
JSON-LD. For the marketing leaders listening who might rely on their dev teams for the back-end work, let's explain the actual mechanics of JSON-LD in this context. It's not just basic SEO keyword tagging, is it?
No, it goes much, much deeper than keyword density. JSON-LD is a method of structuring your code to explicitly define entity relationships for large language models and search crawlers.
Entity relationships.
Yeah, you aren't just giving the AI a hyperlink that says, go here. You are mathematically structuring the data to say, the entity on this page is a data-verified case study, which validates the specific operational service detailed on this other page authored by this verified expert.
Wow, you are essentially doing the AI's homework for it.
Pretty much.
Because when ChatGPT or Gemini is scraping the web to synthesize an answer for a user, it doesn't want to guess what your pages are about.
Right.
If you hand the algorithm a perfectly organized JSON-LD entity map, it can instantly weigh your authority.
And because AI models crave high-confidence data, if they can parse the logical structure of your macro system effortlessly, they are significantly more likely to position your company as the definitive preferred answer.
That is huge.
It is. Your competitor might have better cosmetic design, but if their back end is a chaotic labyrinth, the AI will bypass them entirely in favor of your structured data.
It's a brilliant structural shift. You are optimizing the conversion path simultaneously for human psychological intent and machine parsing logic.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the final piece of the architecture. Step three, zero friction post-conversion continuations.
Yes. This addresses the critical vulnerability that occurs immediately after the prospect hits submit on that convert node. In a legacy labyrinth site, a high-intent user fills out a contact form, hits submit, and they are dumped onto a static text page that just says, thank you, a representative will contact you shortly.
And the momentum completely dies. They close the tab, and their attention immediately shifts to their inbox or their next meeting. The lead decay starts immediately.
The drop-off rates in that scenario are just massive.
Yeah.
Website conversion architecture dictates that a high-intent user must never land on a generic dead-end text page. The moment they cross that conversion finish line, the architecture routes them directly through an automated continuation node.
Meaning instantaneous bidirectional calendar routing.
Yes. The infrastructure presents an integrated scheduling environment immediately upon form submission. The prospect books the discovery meeting right then and there, while their interest, intent, and cognitive focus on your brand are at their absolute highest peak.
You completely eliminate the friction of a sales development rep having to manually email them 10 minutes later to chase down a time slot. You secure the pipeline momentum instantly.
It's all about striking while the iron is hot.
Let's pull all of these mechanics together and look at the bottom line. What is the tangible ROI when a business unplugs their legacy labyrinth and deploys this macro system?
Well, the source data provides a pretty stark comparison. Under the legacy model, the user navigation path is a multi-directional high-friction maze. Under website conversion architecture, it becomes a clear, single-direction conversion line.
And on the machine side, AI perception transforms from diluted, confusing authority signals into a high-confidence, verified entity profile that algorithms actually want to cite.
Right. But the most crucial metric for that CEO demanding accountability is the impact on wasted ad spend.
Oh, the wasted spend.
Yeah, when you run paid traffic into a labyrinth, it drops into a leaky funnel. Users get confused, they bounce, and you hemorrhage capital. But with this architecture, because every single click is channeled into a rigidly defined lead path, your risk plummets.
It actively filters out bot clicks and low-intent tire kickers, preserving your sales team's bandwidth for verified pipeline.
Exactly. It requires a fundamental paradigm shift in how executives view their digital assets. For the last 20 years, a website was essentially treated as a digital billboard.
Right, a static brochure sitting on the side of the information superhighway.
But this architectural framework turns the website into an active, high-functioning employee. An employee whose singular operational mandate is structural execution and pipeline generation 24 hours a day.
It becomes an automated client acquisition engine. And when that engine is running reliably, executive leadership is freed from constantly stressing over multi-channel desk work.
They can stop micromanaging vanity metrics and focus entirely on operational scale.
To survive the 2026 AI slump, you simply cannot rely on a disjointed collection of web pages. The era of the digital labyrinth is over. If you want to stop bleeding revenue, you have to build a unified macro system. You need attract, engage, trust, and convert nodes linked together seamlessly through contextual microsteps for the human buyer and an invisible JSON-LD backbone for the AI crawlers.
It's the only way forward.
But I want to leave you with a provocative thought regarding that machine-readable backend. We spent a lot of time analyzing step two, building that JSON-LD schema specifically so AI engines can parse your entity relationships and cite you as the preferred answer. If AI engines are increasingly intercepting search traffic, and we are now architecting the invisible backbone of our sites explicitly to please those LLM crawlers, how long before the AI itself becomes the primary visitor we are designing for?
That is the inevitable next question, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean, are we moving toward a web ecosystem where we bypass the human prospect's browsing experience entirely?
Yeah.
Where the human simply tasks an AI agent, the agent rapidly parses your JSON-LD, mathematically decides your service is the optimal fit based on your trust nodes, and the very first time a human actually interacts with your brand is when the final sales call magically appears on their calendar?
It is entirely possible we're already bridging into that reality. And if that is the future of acquisition, having a structurally sound machine-readable conversion architecture isn't just a competitive advantage, it is a basic requirement for commercial existence. So the next time you find yourself wandering through a digital department store looking for an exit sign that keeps moving, remember, there is a mathematically better way to build. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into website conversion architecture. We will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.